Why don't we start with Carry Out? This is our nightly segment where I read the newspaper, so you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Tomorrow, Governor Rauner's budget address. You know, that address that talks about the Illinois budget. Wait a second. Budget? What's a budget? Is that a Latin word? Wait a second. Is this something Hillary made up? Such a liar. But seeing that there hasn't been a budget for over 7 months, maybe instead of budget address, we should just call it podium talk. Or how about chatting with the gov, drop the G. Or how about round and round the turnaround with Governor Rauner. Or my favorite, the clown show. Democrat State Representative Ken Duncan famously went against Speaker Madigan earlier this year, and now the Democratic machine is throwing mud at him as he runs for re-election. A new flyer was mailed bringing up Duncan's domestic abuse history and other unsavory actions, questioning whether or not voters want this kind of character in Springfield. The kicker? This isn't Duncan's first election, meaning the Democrats were fine when he voted their way. Like I said, Springfield, home of the clown show. God! Some politicians are calling for a special prosecutor to take over the Laquan McDonald murder case against Officer Jason Van Dyke. They want it wrestled from the hands of State's Attorney Anita Alvarez because of what they say is her cozy relationship with the police union. Alvarez says it's nothing more than politics, since the people calling for the special prosecutor are supporting her challenger, Kim Fox. Wait, Cook County has a clown show too? So many clown shows! Oh, so entertained! Protesters shut down Congress Parkway today, causing huge traffic jams along the Eisenhower. Oh, God. Protesters are like Kanye West. I mean, we get it. We're with you. Stop making it so hard to be with you. The president spoke today, saying he will nominate a Supreme Court justice to replace the late Justice Scalia because the Constitution says he should. Well, the Constitution told you to jump off a bridge. Would you do that, too? In neighborhood news, the McDonald's on Clark Street next to Wrigley Field is being razed on March 1st as part of the renovations around the ballpark. What? Where am I going to get my car towed from when I parked there to bolt to Metro? Ah. This, of course, is all about making Wrigleyville more attractive, not just for local meatheads, but for tourist meatheads, too. Rihanna was supposed to perform at the Grammys last night, but canceled due to vocal cord damage. When reached for comment, Adele said, "Wait, you can do that? I didn't know that. I was out of tune. I was so out of tune. It's the piano's fault." That was my Adele. Hello. The cheese police are looking into reports that some Parmesan cheeses, the sprinkle kind, may not be cheese at all. It may be wood. Yeah, but you know it's authentic Italian wood. So I'll say when. Keep going. In weather, the great sloppy snow runoff of 2016 has begun. I'd hate to be Frosty the Snowman this weekend. Oh no, Wendy, I'm melting!
Ha ha, gotcha, Frosty!
In sports, pitchers and catchers report this weekend. Woohoo, can you believe it? I'm so psyched for 6 weeks of meaningless practice and sports announcers in rayon shirts and cargo shorts doing live shots by their hotel pools. Spring training. Former White Sox hero Mark Burley is not currently on a team, and he's mulling retirement. Wait, he can't take a pay cut and be ready to step in for Chris Sale's annual trip to the DL? Sorry, but you know what's going to happen. The Bears released left tackle Jermon Bushrod today. He came in a couple years back as a savior for our offensive line woes, but he ended up on the bench, cut with little fanfare. Don't matter. I mean, Kyle Long can play his position, too. Play them all. NBA trade deadline is Thursday night, and one trade heating up would send Taj Gibson out of town to Toronto. Which would suck because I'm so close to finishing my new poster, the Taj Mahal, which has him dunking the ball, wearing a sari, with the Taj Mahal in the background. I just cleared the rights. It was so hard with the Indian government. Just my luck. And Northwestern loses to Purdue tonight, which means I have to stop writing my new book, Cinderella Season, How the Northwestern Wildcats Overcame the Odds for Their First NCAA Tournament Ever. And I had the first couple paragraphs already written. And finally, the Shedd Aquarium welcomed a rescued sea otter pup from Monterey. I guess El Nino hates cute. But we're excited to have you here, baby otter, and we'd like to welcome you the way we welcome all new sea creatures to Chicago via song. So, Shedd people, put the speaker up to the tank, for I, Justin Kaufman, will serenade. You are my fire, the one. Desire, it, blah, 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 I want it that way. So tell me why, little baby, out of your hair. Tell me why you got so cute whiskers. Tell me why you always slide down on your back. Sea otter, we want you that way. Sea otter, welcome to Chicago. We love you, sea otter pup. Well, that's the carryout for February 16, 2016. Hey, who ordered the poppers? We're out of the cream cheese ones. Sorry, they turned.
I think I might have given my best Adele right there. A little bit out of tune, but that's okay. I hope the little sea otter is comfortable. I hope you like that song. Coming up, Howard Lerner's here. We're going to talk about the clean power plan. Will it be affected by the death of Justice Scalia? We'll talk about it. It's a download. Stay with us. All right, so Howard Lerner coming up. But before we get there, Pete, did you by chance download the Kanye West record?
No, I just listen to samples. Get a little terrible. Taste.
I did the same. I was so excited about it. I hook, line, and sinker into the marketing of it. Mm-hmm. I love that it took 3 or 4 days. I love it. Yeah. I was just like, oh, this is great. And then I'm like, well, I'm not a title subscriber, and I don't really feel like I just have subscriber fatigue mm-hmm. in the way that I don't want another thing. So I'm just like, I don't know. I was not. Going to do it that way. So then I went to his website. I'm like, I listen to that stuff. And there's, I don't know, man. I think he's trying to get me to not like him. Yasmin Bey, who is most deaf, has a voicemail that they put on. You can't do anything. You go to KanyeWest.com, and it plays a 4-minute voicemail about how he can't get back in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He's for anyone who doesn't know who most deaf is, he's an actor and a rapper, and he's great. But it's this ramble.
You don't want to listen to that when you're trying to download a record.
Corner. I just want to listen to the music, and I can't get to the music till after. And I've now tried it 3 times, and I've shut it off every time. I'm like, I'm not. No, you can't have my ears.
Do you get a little further with each listen?
Listen. I've gotten to the point about the South African government. Something in there that Yasmin Bey is talking about, and how he just wants to be able to travel. So yeah, I got that far.
I went to Tidal because, I'm interested in hearing it, and it says, try it now. I'm like, oh, all right, I'll try it now to listen to the album.
Right.
But then, you hit try it now, and it's like $17.99 a month or whatever, right. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to try it.
Try it now with your email. Right, give us your 4 digits of your Social Security number. Yeah.
So I'll download it illegally, like a billion people apparently have done so far.
Are they really? Kanye's going to be so mad at you. He's going to tweet at you so bad, Pete. Rob, did you get the Kanye West record?
I'm mildly interested would be an overstatement, but I will donate to his Kickstarter fund because I understand he's got some debt problems.
Right. Well, I have a problem with that story, Rob. You're a newsman, so we're going off of a tweet,
right?
That Kanye
his
West
tweet.
His tweet,
yes,
and he said he's in debt, and now people are writing articles and all this stuff around the debt of Kanye West based on Kanye West telling us on Twitter. I don't know. I kind of feel like, is there, what's that old adage, check what your mom says second time?
Well, look, as a man of little journalistic integrity, I did find the tweet a bit skeptical. Is he in debt? I don't know. But $53 million in debt? I highly doubt it.
Maybe he's counting mortgages. Maybe he has like 19 houses or something.
Well, it's possible. Those Bugattis, you got a few of those. Yeah, that adds up quickly.
Right. Yeah.